ought to get a message to Henry, because he's on a long flight, kind of thing, he'll be here at 6 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
I think he should plan, I will plan to, have dinner with him tonight, and you and the honor. As soon as he arrives, will he arrive at the White House or Andrews?
It'll be Andrews, he'll be here, I should think about 6:30, quarter to seven, the place. They hold their schedule.
Can he go White House helicopter?
Yes, sir.
I wonder if he can helicopter down to the Navy Yard, go out to Sequoia, which is a bit serene, it's a view. Pleasant place, give him a little relaxation. The thing that I think I'll be down to this awful tough thought too is this summit thing. You see, we only have about 2 weeks before we have to leave, right?
And also, I don't share Henry's judgment that the Hawaii battle is gonna be 10 days before it develops, I think it's gonna develop very quickly.
You think you're gonna have a battle for Hawaii?
Yes, sir.
You think, well, it may be held, don't you think, or it may be lost, what do you think?
They have the horses to do it.
To hold it?
To hold it.
To hold it, lose it, both of you?
Well, to hold it, I don't know if they have the will to hold it. That's the big question. If the enemy follows up very, very quickly, it puts a lot of pressure on them.
Well, one thing about Hawaii, I know that it's a hell of a center because of being the old capital and all that sort of thing. We have to remember that the damn place was half taken over in 68. In other words, it's been fought over before, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is.
I'm trying to be polyamish about
it. No, it wouldn't be, it wouldn't be a strategic tragedy.
I don't think it's a symbolic. What is really the place is the third, fourth corps. But then you come to this. How can you possibly go to the Soviet Union and toast Brezhnev and Kosygin and sign a salt agreement in the Great Hall of St. Peter when Russian tanks and guns are kicking the hell out of our allies in Vietnam? Now that's, I ask you, how the hell can you do it?
Impossible to do. If there's that kind of a decisive battle still underway.
Well, shouldn't we, frankly, I think we should tell Henry and I that I mean, just mentioning the effect that I wanted to think about this way back, that I have a view of the reaction he's had, that we will, of course, go forward with the strike. It will be a two-day strike, however, not rather than one on Friday, rather than one on Monday. Second, that I think the strike is necessary for three reasons. The issue that my mother gave earlier, the domestic opinion in the United States, to at least have some more bargaining position with the Vietnamese and the West and the Soviet, and also for giving the South Vietnamese some a shot in the arm at a time when their morale desperately needs it. However, the critical question that we must decide lot of people were wrong about it, but in any event, it's just folly. Now, I don't think we have any good choice. The only choice we've got is to frankly see it through on the military side. Of course, seeing it through the military side assumes, if we are to be successful, that the South Vietnamese will not collapse. But also, in order to, and that's a weak read, but on the other hand, what we do can perhaps make the difference in determining whether they do collapse or not, because the will, I really think that they get a hell of a shot in the arm by our stronger position against the enemy in the enemy's heartland. And that brings me to the blockade thing. I mean, blockade the sons of bitches, and that'll be it's a terrible risk, I know.
It's a terrible risk in two senses. One is it's going to be a political price.
Sure.
And two is, it's going to be decisive.
Or two, will it work? If it's not worth the hell of a political price. You know what I mean? That's all it is. If it isn't going to work, then it isn't worth doing. We can huff and puff all we want, but goddammit, if it's going to fail, that's what I mean.
Well, that's what I'm afraid of. That's my major concern.
You mean your concern is that we'll fail, not because we fail in our blockade, but because the South Vietnamese will go out from under us today?
Well, a combination of two things. One is that they have enough supplies there to keep them going for the critical period that may be necessary to get the South Vietnamese to collapse. And that there are alternative means for them if the Chinese want to step in.
All right, that's the argument against the blockade. What is the argument against the bombing? Not the same as...
No, I don't have one there. I think the bombing is not going to be decisive, but it plays another card in terms of Soviet risks and involvement, which they must take seriously. And then we'll have to assess the reaction. It's quite obvious that they've had no luck with Hanoi if they tried, and I'm not sure that they did.
You're really not sure that they did, huh? I think that they said in that wire, never forget what Roosevelt said to me 20 years ago, he said to the Russians, biggest liars, the best actors.
It's a simple calculus to me. What is worth more to them? To humiliate the United States, to risk your re-election, a man that they know is tough and is not going to be taken in by them, or to go on and quote save Brezhnev's policies for Eastern Europe, and the Berlin treaties and all that go with it.
And the Salt Agreement. The China thing is in the background. It's better in the background for them. But all those are basically intangibles, aren't they, compared to them?
Well, they're not necessarily sacrificed as a result of going the route they're going. They're all reconstructable in a 2 or 3 year period.
Somebody else. Much easier.
And much easier. So quite frankly, if I were in Moscow and we're driven by the convictions that I think they're driven by, I'd screw it. Judging on the firm line yet, but that's the inclination that I have. I think we've nothing to, cause us to think otherwise. I think we have to, then you get another set of assessments that follow that, is do we believe that the whole thing is that important to them, that they'll stand up and break the summit and try to squeeze us other way in other places if we take a strong stand. That's even a cloudier picture.
You mean by Berlin?
That's it. Berlin.
Cuba.
Cuba, which they've already started.
What are they doing there?
We've got a nuclear capable submarine in the Cuban waters now. So they've safe sided there. They're getting here.
Of course, the other side of the climate change will argue very strong against it. We should sink our whole foreign policy because of Vietnam.
And it's a good argument. It's a good argument if you take it lightly.
But how in the hell can you avoid it? How in the hell can it?
Question is, what
will sink it? I don't see any way out.
What will sink it more decisive?
Yeah. But let's look at Vietnam for just a moment. How in the hell, how do you see the other way out? Pressure,
they surrendered. We can't put them in the water. Is that what you have in mind on that? I don't see any solution, unfortunately. If they hold the adamant position of overthrow Q, set a date. It just seems to me that that's one that would kill us here domestically.
International too. Forget the goddamn domestic thing. We'll handle that. I mean, that isn't the most important thing anyway. But internationally, what the hell will the United States be if we overthrow Cuba and set a date? What is it will be?
You know, they dream about the dominoes, but Thailand would be gone in 6 months a year. Cambodia, Laos. Indonesia would be next.
Yeah. No question. Singapore, Malaysia. The Straits. Not that hard to go. It struck terror in the hearts of the Koreans. And frankly, let's face it, the Middle East was put heat up.
Well, I think that's liable to happen in any event. That's another thing that we better keep our eye on. And again, the kind of stand we take here is going to have an impact on that. It certainly requires in the short term a strong, solid crack.
Yep.
Which that may or may not be enough.
Yep, which may. That's right. Maybe not.
I think we'd be deluding ourselves if we think a 2-day strike in Hanoi and Haiphong is going to change the determination.
I agree. On the other hand, it does, to a certain extent, help us in all these three areas.
It does.
And particularly on the bargaining position, if you've got none now, you might have some later. I don't know. But you know. That's the point, right?
Exactly right. But you can't afford not to do it. It will help, but it's not going to be decisive. Yeah, it just might be, but my judgment would be no. Especially if they continue to maintain momentum here and knock off way. If that happens, I'm more inclined to think they're going to keep trying to press at any cost while we've got the enemy there and reeling a bit.
All right. Well, the thing, the difference between the two armies is quite clear. They're willing to, whatever means, to sacrifice every goddamn Vietnamese. And it's all Vietnamese just don't want to pay the price.
Don't want to pay the price. Yeah, I think if they would just stand there and fight and bring this air, and I know damn well they could hold. I just know it.
They couldn't be out there when we got there.
It's
a little bit out there, crushed, there's a lot of air.
And it's, they're recycling these things, 2.5 sorties a day per airplane. Get up to 1,200 sorties, my God, it's an incredible amount of air power. But the problem is, it's not being put on targets. And that's where they're failing.
And it can't be put on the targets unless they stand and fight.
They stand and fight.
Because otherwise the targets build her out, right?
That's right. If they could hold way, like they have at Analog, and let them keep their braids against that thing for 4 or 5 days. Here's the point Q made when Bunker and Abrams spoke to him. He said, we could hold a cartoon and weigh for 4 or 5 days, we'll win.
That was said today?
Yes, and then Bunker said to him, well, you better know that this is a 3 or 4 week or 5 week bloody battle all out. Well, it is. They're both right. But what Q is thinking of is in terms of the kind of really crucial attrition that an all-out battle that fails means in a core area. Given their conviction of pouring everything in, as they did at Analog.
Did they pour it all in there?
I think they did, sir. I think they really
did. They did fail already.
I think they were blood white there. I think they've still got some clout, but it's manageable clout. And this is what we've got to make them do in a way. If it's done, they got damn it if I were Abrams, I'd have that wine up there and run around boot and tail, or they just need a, they've got to have the greatest sense of urgency to bolster these little guys up. They need that bolstering.
Well, I still come back to the fact that this goddamn strike will help in that respect too.
It will help.
I mean, their morale, let's say, this is a massive strike in the north. So it sure does. You did the first one.
It was very evident to me. Every place I went, they were riding high. And it helped the central government. Because Chu must now be at the point where he's going to start getting some unraveling.
Sure. we've got to make the case out for our flopping over and frankly getting civilians.
No, I've seen French reports as the first strike killed 2,000 civilians.
In Amman?
No, in Haiphong.
But ours did. I think it's rather, probably true.
Probably true. Sure, they were working those docks and those warehouses. Certainly around that POL. I also believe we sunk the Soviet ship, but they've never pictured that. Yeah, because Abrams told me, he said, we put one down the hatch.
Not deliberately.
Not deliberately, but it happened. Now, a Polish attaché up there said that he was there. Just went, disappeared. So there is considerable Soviet restraint. Fear of you, fear of what you might do.
Not only fear, but also that Henry may be right, that he, you know, it may be that Brezhnev does want the sun.
I think he does. I don't think they do not want it. But they've done things here.
Well, like, price. Yeah, they've taken a lot from us.
They really have in the last 2 or 3 months.
We have hit them, hit their fact that they're supplying them. I hit it publicly in the Canadian Congress and Parliament, a hell of a lot of other places, you know. We had it in our speeches, Rogers, Laird, all the rest.
And they've been extremely restrained about building up international opinion against bombing in the North. They just haven't said very much. So there's no question that that's where they're going and that's the way they'd like to go. And we can't treat that lightly. That's why I think we have to plan worst case, best case, medium case, how we would go through it. Assess this damn weekend thing very, very carefully because that's pretty. We may get some reaction there that will be indicative of what we should do next. We're in the final analysis this morning. I see these little guys on the ground standing there fighting.
Always is. Always that way. Well, intuition, I can go somewhere. As they get to the wall, their backs to the wall, I just think they're going to face a hell of a choice themselves, aren't they? Their fight is going to be taken over, and there will be a hell of a bloodbath. Correct?
No doubt that. Started in every area they've taken over. And they've been ginger intentionally. But they're sure they've, you know, like public officials, maybe police or RFP, that's what I mean. Let's go. And that's the way they operate.
Well, they operate through terror. All the communists do, for Christ's sake. They've done it in Czechoslovakia, Hungary, Poland, East Germany, right? God damn, how the hell these bastards get the thugs getting in charge of the world? Of the world they have. The Chinese have done it. It's brutality. Fear. That's why so much is online.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, Henry made a powerful case. Well, you just can't let Vietnam bring down the second president. There are worse things. Worse things.
What does neither, because there isn't very much worse at this, given the options.
There is what?
There isn't much worse than that in this country.
Much worse, what do you mean?
Than the thought of you are not being here.
You mean that's worse?
That to me is a vital national interest when you consider the alternative.
So you say that if you could find a graceful way to get out of Vietnam, win the election, you'd do it. Is that what you're saying? live to fight another day.
Right.
That's true. We can't find a graceful way out.
That's something different.
The hell, this trick, crushing us through with embarrassment, don't want to kiss our ass, kiss their ass, right? After the Soviet. Think of nothing else. I do think you ought to get the message, and should be thinking about this subject. I do think so. You and he and I will talk. I may invite you to have all of them come to us and get a feel of the strategy and thing. I know it's a picture of a tough situation. There wouldn't be any doubt about the outcome. We were at this work 4 years ago.
No, that's right.
Goddammit, we had Americans there. We say, goddammit, counterattack, have a landing up the way, kick the Badgers. We don't want them.
That's right.
Right now, we would, but we've gone our way. We were right. We had to do the Vietnam position. We can't stay out there forever.
No, we couldn't.
Because American public opinion wouldn't stand for it. But on the other hand, there's got to be a lot of damage being wrecked in that goddamn enemy.
And I am sure if they can hold together, they will make it.
Oh, you sent my personal message to you?
Yes, sir, I did. And the bunker will see him at 7 o'clock tonight, our time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you both messages. I think that's ideal. Mr.
And
Laird.
And about the strike. You're talking about the strike, right?
Yes, he knows. He knows. He doesn't know the date and the precise time, and I don't think we should give it to him.
No. We, you say Laird, what?
Laird wanted me to send a message to you, an inspirational message.
Because he was concerned about the papers.
Well,
the
trigger.
Huh?
He's the one that triggered it. I know that. He got a little.
But he then saw the necessity of doing it, turning it around somehow.
Now he wants to turn it around. He got a little panicky yesterday. I think he didn't say anything about it. He was quite upset about it. Quantry. He called last night and he said it'd probably be good if he just send a message. Well, I said, I didn't think it would be very good to go in there and browbeat you at a time when he's up to his ass in alligators. And I could tell from his reaction if he had called the neighbors and told him to do that.
Because two is a strong man. He only takes so much, too.
He only takes so much. He is a strong man.
It's an asset. It's matters. He's got some. Never know. It only takes one or two good ones. You know, in certain areas, like Canmont, they can hold there. And who had it?
County's got the best manager there.
Got land.
Got land, and it's not Texas, but we've got Foo, who's the...
You think he's a good poker manager? Good commander?
Yes, sir. He's been proven. He has proven all through Blount's. He's the one guy that held that thing together.
Nice tanks, this man. Air sorties and the rest. He held a battle.
He held a battle. And it may break the back of him. If they only can do it, I must confess in cartoon, man. That place is...
That'll go.
It'll go. But again, if they could just put a fight out.
Make them pay.
Because B-52s have hurt them in there.
Yeah, apparently that's what it's...
Slow them up.
What?
Slow them up.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see. I don't see why you're taking it to not get along with Matt for some reason, or did he stay over for lunch or something?
No, no, sir. He met with Porter, driving back from the meeting. He didn't even go anyplace. I think he took off at about 2 o'clock. And it's an hour to the track base.
Aye.
Was airborne. By the way, I assume the meeting was over by 1:30.
What's that?
The meeting lasted till about 1:30, from my record. Well, it's a short meeting.
God, who could you predict? Well, look, when they are moving on the ground, why in the hell do they want to talk? Right?
Martin, you know, they don't want to do that. Even if they're... As a matter of fact, you could draw some comfort.
Some what?
Some comfort, because I think the weaker they are, the tougher they are. And that's been their style.
You think they may have some weakness here?
Yes. I think they're done as floorboarders, and they're hurting with me. Keep it going.
Could be. Could be. And maybe the Soviet needs a crack before they do. That's again, I'd say it's arguably so strong for that strike in the north. That's fun. That's no fact. But I mean, one of them, that it has to be not continued. It has to be. What do you think? I think it's that person. Save the war. We would continue it. The hell of it, son. There is no doubt it's the latter one.